This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Red Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Bigs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you are on it, as always, and it was interesting to hear the quarterback speak. We heard that earlier in the week, and it was good to just get it over with. I don't know what the delay was, and you know, once the information came out, it we kind of talked about it. It needed context. You got the context. Feels like you can move beyond that now.
Yeah. Absolutely, and which is good for Caleb, and good for the people concerned about whether it was actually a story or not. Listen, mm-hmm. it was a story. It's a footnote now. It isn't going to be a story if he plays well this season. It's not going to be a story if he plays poorly this season, but it's interesting, right? It's in the past, and he's got to grab control of his career and put it on an upward trajectory, and there's reason to feel optimistic that the coaching staff in place now can help him accomplish that goal, that some of the upgrades on the roster can make the team around him better. Like that to me is the biggest story ahead for this 2025 Chicago Bears season, is what happens with the quarterback. And a lot of people have talked about them getting over 500, which has been extremely difficult for the Bears in the last more than a decade. People have talked about the playoffs. Is that doable? And it should, unless you're in a dumpster fire, it should be doable for a lot of teams when nearly half the league gets into the postseason. But more important than all of that is what happens with the quarterback, because if he shows that upward trajectory and starts playing like a guy that can, turn into an upper tier player at that position, then they might have the thing figured out. If he doesn't, and he's up and down, and you've got legitimate questions about him, but they're winning because of defense, special teams, and running the football, and they go 9-8 and get into the playoffs, and you think that's great, well, sounds like an exciting season, but until they get that quarterback position figured out, everything else is secondary.
And expectations were high a year ago, but they're smaller this year, especially when you talk about the pressure involved, as you describe it, as well as he's got entities like Pro Football Focus projecting Caleb Williams to be the NFL's most improved player in 2025. Not just quarterback, the most improved player in the league. So that's a kind of...
What's that formula look like?
Well, I just think it's not...
Look,
Brad, but hold on. I mean, it's they grade film which I think is fair to wonder how they grade it. But it is a respected entity, so that's the kind of pressure that underscores everything we're talking about. Ben Johnson's arrival has only intensified the pressure that Caleb Williams is facing next year.
Oh, yeah, listen. The pressure's going to be big. It was big for Justin Fields. It was big for Mitch Trubisky. You know, projecting a guy to be the most improved player, like that, what you do is you pick a guy that was disappointing. You pick a guy with a big name, and then you throw it out there, and maybe it gets some attention. And I think, you know, Williams was a little disappointing last year. Certainly, when you looked at the performance of some of the other rookie quarterbacks in the league, there were some good things he did. Listen, the best thing that guy did last season was he started 17 games right. when he took 68 sacks, a league high number, and he was able to protect the football relatively well, keeping the interceptions down.
Right.
But he's got to, like, you're willing to take a few more picks probably if the yards per attempt can take a big bump and you see him being a little bit more aggressive with some of his decision making, and they got the new staff in place. They've got a new system. They've got some new players. It's going to be really interesting. But you're right, Dave. The pressure here is it's big time.
Well, and I think the pressure is because they brought in an offensive coach. They brought in a guy who's a play caller. They brought in a guy who was running the number one offense in football. So you look at the addition of Ben Johnson, and that is, you know, that would be perceived as the missing little element that this guy needs to hit the next level.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got the offensive coach on the market this year, and but it's the Bears and it's the quarterback position. So I think we've got to take a deep breath and allow this thing to kind of play out a little bit. And I realize that that's probably going to be impossible for most people come September, when you're going to want snap judgments every Monday morning from folks. But I'd be optimistic right now. We've got to see it, though. He's got to go out and do it. They've got to do it as a team. That offensive line has got to come together and prove that it was put together in a sound fashion, and those guys can play. There's just a lot that's got to happen between now and then.
Montez Sweat was asked to use a word to describe Dennis Allen. He chose the word complex. He also pointed out how this is the first time he's had to learn a defense quite this involved and maybe intricate. And I guess I was a little surprised, Brad, because I don't think, and I was aware of how Dennis Allen's reputation was for being that kind of defensive coordinator. I thought he was fairly conventional in the 4-3 approach. I think that the secondary, we knew he was more aggressive, maybe playing more man. But to hear Montez Sweat, I thought was a very good insight into what the Bears defensive players are going through. How did you view what he said, and how would you describe Dennis Allen yourself?
Yeah, I think Dennis Allen, when you talk about him maybe being intricate or requiring them to learn more, he's going to be a lot more unpredictable up front in terms of moving guys around on the defensive line, in terms of stunts, you know, playing some games in an effort to create advantageous one-on-one matchups for their linemen. Like, okay, who do we want to attack in this situation, and how do we get the player that we want to attack them in that position to do that? So you're, like I said, you're moving guys around, you're changing the front a little bit here and there. Then it's not just going to be press man all the time. Like Dennis is a guy who's done it. He's done it a long time. Like, he's been at it. He's a relatively young guy for the amount of time he's spent not only as a coordinator, but as a head coach as well. So I think that was a really good addition by Ben Johnson, just because of the experience that Dennis has, where there's probably not a lot of things Ben's going to encounter that he can't turn to Dennis and say, hey, you know, how'd you handle this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm just curious. I know all we talk about correctly is the starting quarterback in Caleb Williams and how good he's going to be and how this will help him, etc. But they have they have a battle, according to the head coach, with Case Keenum and Tyson Bagent for the number two quarterback. Now, I know this is meaningless for the most part, because any team that loses their starters in serious trouble. But is Case Keenum, do you view this, the fact that he has taken every second team rep that the media has been able to see over the 2 days the practices have been open, does that indicate to you that he's getting a legitimate look at that position, or does that indicate that it is a he's a veteran guy, so they're letting him have first bite at the apple? In other words, do you think Bagent will be the backup quarterback? Does it matter much? How significant is it that Case Keenum is there?
Well, hopefully it's significant for Caleb Williams, right? Hopefully, like, Case has got some, you know, ability to share some experiences in his long career. Like, the guy's been at it a while. Right. Entered the league in 2013. So hopefully he's got some stuff that can help, you know, not only Caleb, but Tyson as well. I would imagine that it's a competition to whatever degree you can have two guys going at it behind the starting quarterback who's young, who's learning a new offense.
And needs every rep.
Yeah, and it's going to be getting all the reps. Like, they're going to need quality from Case and Tyson in their performance in practice, because there's not going to be a whole lot of quantity there. So I think, you know, they weren't going to just go out and get any veteran backup. They wanted, if a guy had experience, he had to check a couple more boxes for him as well. They had to feel like he could really benefit Caleb. They had to feel like he'd have an opportunity to compete with Tyson for this job. Like, Tyson hasn't done enough in the league to just say, yeah, there's the right number two quarterback. So he should have to compete for that as well. Yeah, this guy's, you know, career marks, I mean, that sort of magical season he had in Minnesota when he was pressed into action was a long time ago now. That was 2017 when they got into the playoffs. He won like 11 regular season games as the starter. But yeah, I think that you're looking at training camp reps. You're looking at a little bit of preseason action to sort of sort that one out. And then you hope you don't have to turn to the number two.
Brad, it's OTA, so you don't want to read too much into anything. Ben Johnson called the plan so far at left tackle a game of musical chairs. This week it was Ozzie Trapillo who's getting the look, and he got all the reps with the number one offense. Last week, Kieran Amagaji did. I think eventually they're waiting for Braxton Jones to return, but their confidence in Trapillo and the way that he looked and functioned and made a strong impression with the number one offense is not insignificant. What do you think his role will be moving forward? Plan A remains Braxton Jones, correct?
I would think plan A remains Braxton Jones, but the more time Ozzie has to kind of give them a glimpse and show improvement, the better chance he would have. I mean, you've got sort of a three-way battle right now with one guy unable to battle. Okay, so ultimately you want to have that into a legit two-way competition sooner rather than later. Might not be till training camp. You know, I think it's smart that they are not trying to move Darnell Wright to left tackle right now.
Yeah,
Ben Johnson didn't rule that out. It's something that they could look at moving forward. But I think some of the issues that he has at right tackle would be more problematic as a left tackle. And then, you know, okay, who are you playing at right tackle? Like, you want to have fewer moving parts. So and there's no shortage of candidates to be the left tackle right now. So I think you keep him at right tackle, hope that, that serves him best and you can figure out the left tackle position.
Brad, over the cap has the Bears with $14.5 million available if they want to add anybody. They reworked the Joe Tooney contract, and that saved them some money. Does that mean that means running back, I think we have concluded? Does that mean pass rusher still a possibility? Are you set with the safety position, even if are you a little worried about that one? I mean, I'm just saying, if you were playing around with that dough, what would you do?
Well, we've talked about it a couple times. You would imagine they add a running back to the mix before training camp, just for the numbers, like, right? You don't want to overuse anyone in camp. Now, what's that look like? Is that a guy for minimum salary, or is that something that's modest for a guy that's got to compete for a roster spot? I don't know. I don't see them going out and getting some guy where, hey, look, the Bears got a new RB1. Like, I don't think that player is probably going to
Dobbins
arrive.
Or Chubb? I mean, those guys are up there.
Chubb. I think Chubb's just physically
beaten up,
been through too much. Yeah, like it was full credit to him to come back from the gruesome knee injury. His season last year was ended with a broken foot, and some people tend to overlook that. I think it was against Kansas City, week 16 or 17.
So you're out on him?
Dobbins, I'm out on Chubb, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
I've been pretty clear on that. I mean, he was 3.1, 3.3 yards a carry last season?
Yeah, I'm just curious because, I mean, yesterday Jeremy Fowler mentioned the Bears as one of several teams that might be. Right. And it could be agent-driven. You never know what the sources are for these reports.
I mean, I sure as heck wouldn't give him any money, right? Like, but,
well, I don't think he's going to command tons of money for the reasons
Dobbins,
you mentioned.
And Dobbins has had Dobbins had a nice season last year. He's a guy that's had some durability issues before. In terms of those other positions, you're not going to go out and be able to. They're not going to get Trey Hendrickson like that.
Clowney's out there, right? That. Clowney hasn't signed yet.
I mean, he's not much. Clowney's kind of this guy that sets the edge. He's not much of a get after the quarterback guy. If they go out and drop $4 or $5 million on a pass rusher, they're getting a guy that doesn't rush the passer real well. Like, you know, you brought in your this year's version of Daryl Taylor, okay?
Yeah.
So safety, maybe you can get those guys on the cheap.
All right, Brad, good stuff. Who you got before we let you go? Oilers or Panthers?
I mean, who cares, Dave?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, you're beautiful.
All right,
guys.
What,
have a great
what
weekend.
About the Pacers or the or?
Oh, I knew better than to ask that. Okay, I did. I thought he might have a passing interest in hockey.
No,
I know he doesn't care about the NBA.
No. Great stuff, Bigsy.
Are they still playing?
Yeah. Last I checked.
Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.